I received a nice email last week. Dear Jesse, we live in Parnell, very close to the Rose Gardens and Sir Dove Meyer Robinson's Park. We noticed a massive amount of possum poo on the paths. We've managed to get rid of the possums in our garden, and last summer we were lucky enough to have a pair of kereru nest and produce a chick in our garden. So we took our traps to the Rose Gardens and trapped 49 possums in 60 days. Would you like to hear more about our methods and what foods we used? Please email us back, Ashley and Bill. Well, I can do better than that. I've called you back, Bill. How's it going?
Hi, Jesse. Look, thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for getting in touch. You know about my enthusiasm for trapping pests, and I was quite shocked that there were this many possums in Auckland City.
Yeah, well, quite honestly, so were we. It was almost as if they were farming them up there. It took us all by surprise. And the thing is, you think, well, if we hadn't got rid of those 49, you know, that number, you know, quite a number of them had little joeys on board. That would have just multiplied.
Good on you, by the way, for putting your hand up to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And that's part of why we sort of got in touch. We sort of thought, God, if it's like that in the Rose Gardens, presumably in the Domain and all these other parks around the town, and throughout New Zealand, you know, little parks and so on, they really should be best practice, you know, what's going on, because as more and more of the trees, more of the habitat is lost, this is the place that the native birds and so forth, you know, go to breed. So, we were really taken back. But I also would like to ask you, because we've still got quite a rat problem there, and the rats seem to be far more cunning and intelligent. And if any of the listeners have got any, you know, we've sort of tried traps and whatnot, we get the odd thing, but there's still huge numbers there, you know?
Yeah. Might need a little, some expert poison application. Let's come back to that. What are you using to trap the possums?
Granny Smith apples. I find they last longer and stay, you know, sort of fresher and give a better scent. And crunchy peanut butter, that seems to be, they just can't help themselves on it.
What sort of traps are you using?
A mixture of Tim's. We use the Tim's traps and Possum Master. And I was concerned about dogs and so on, or animals. So I've built little platforms. And so they're suspended in the tree on a platform, and then I wire the trap to the tree so that it, in a wind or something, even if it was to blow down, because that's the thing, you wouldn't want a dog, you know, putting his nose in to get the peanut butter. So, you know, one needs to be very careful of that. But, yeah, as long as they're well restrained and they're up high enough that you know, a dog or, you know, I suppose feral cats is still a possibility, but, yeah. But, yeah, no, we got onto the council, you know, for quite some period of time, and they just weren't seeming to make a dent in it. I think the fact that if you've got people that live locally that can attend to them each day makes a difference, you know.
Is there a bit of a community of you around there interested in trapping, or have you just sort of taken this on yourself?
I can't take the credit. I mean, it's been a sort of a community effort. People have given traps, and at first of all, it would be a novelty. You know, people would say, oh, Bill, you better get up there. There's one in the trap. And I got to a point where I was like, oh, no, not another one, you know. that was the sort of numbers that we sort of got to. But, yeah, you can't help but think if it's like that in that inner city park, there must be, particularly in places like the Domain, because it's just so vast, you know. And I think, you know, we really need to get on top of it, you know.
You mentioned a kereru, but what are the other sort of native birds in the area that you kind of got your eye on protecting?
There's lots of, you know, the tui numbers are really getting, I mean, the kereru were really, I've lived here for 57 years, and we've never had them nest, you know, and I think I've been really vigilant at around the house, and I think that's really helped, you know. So I would encourage people, and look, quite often you don't get anything, but you've got to keep doing it, and then you'll get them down. Like the numbers will drop quite dramatically initially, but you've got to keep going. And then because I think what happens is they're kind of territorial, and one, you know, as thing, then more will come, you know, to fill the void, because they'll sense that there's nice fresh leaves and so on to eat. So you won't get anywhere
still
near
one
the numbers,
less one less possum in the world, though, eh?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I see there's a place, I think it's called Birdsong, which are doing it in the Eastern Bays, which are going around the coast and so forth and doing, So I think there is quite a community initiative.
Just this the usual thing with predator-free in New Zealand, eh? Lots of people doing their own little bits, and it adds up to a whole.
Yeah.
Probably useful to have it a bit more coordinated, but in the meantime, just great to have these pests getting killed.
That's right.
I'll just give my regular unpaid plug for the New Zealand auto traps. Have you come across them before?
No.
Is really, really cool.
Okay. Thanks for that.
It's a possum and rat trap in one. It doesn't operate during the day, so it's quite good for pets and children and things. And it's just got a little ramp, and it's auto rebaiting. The bait keeps fresh. You don't have to touch it for a year once you've set it up. And people talk about coming out and checking one of those, and there's 16 possums dead at the bottom of it.
Okay.
So that'd be pretty cool if you get the... they're a bit more expensive, but they do both. They take care of your rat problem as well.
Yes. Well, that's interesting because they have... Since we've got rid of the possums, now the rats are getting in there, but they do it without setting off the trap. They're so clever.
Yeah. Cool. I'll send you this link off here, but you'll find it anyway, auto traps.
Oh, that'd be great. Look, thank you for that.
In the meantime, thanks for telling us about what you're up to, because it's cool. There are thousands of people like you around New Zealand looking after their own patch, but it sounds like you've got a big job in the rose gardens there, so thanks for putting your brain to it.
thank you.
All right.
Very
cheers, Bill.
Good.
Nice to hear from
you.
Okay. Bill and Ashley, who just decided to set some possum traps in the Auckland rose gardens and got 49 possums in 60 days.